Hello and welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. We're so glad that you are joining us. You can find out more on www.fairmountfriendschurch.org. Here's Pastor Brock Meyer.
All right. Well, I want to also highlight for our young families, life group is going on tonight at the Parsonage, 5 o'clock, childcare provided here. And it is our Friendsgiving for our life group, and we're going to have a great meal going on there. If you are kind of the age group, or you think that you are in your mind, your body is failing, but your mind is just as sharp. Either way, everyone is invited to come, but specifically for our young families life group, would love to have you. Also, just thinking about Bonnie Young this morning as she lost her mama and named also with my daughter, Nora Kellums, that passed away. And so just thinking of you, and know that next week they've got a memorial, and so that's never easy. But those can be good and rich times with family to kind of bring some people together, and just hope that it's a comforting time as well. In my message this morning, I want to talk to us, which is a very fun topic, is the faithfulness of God. And how God has been consistently and constantly faithful, specifically to this church family. There is a piece of stained glass in the front of our building that says, Fairmount Friends, 1851. For 170 years, God has been wedded to this place. He has been in a covenantal relationship where he has sustained what he started. And he began a good work here 170 years ago. The church originally began on that side of the street, just across First Street, in a fairly small building. And they quickly outgrew it. How many of y'all know that good things grow? Health grows. And healthy things were growing at that church. And they immediately built another facility that would seat about 40 people. It was almost like a pole barn looking thing. We have pictures here in the front lobby. After a church fire that burnt that one down, they said, God is not finished yet, and no fire from hell is going to put out what God has established. Then they built this place, and it eventually was dedicated in 1891. And so that there is a 130 years specifically worshiping in this house. God's faithful, is he not? God has been good to us. To build this place, we are a church plant from Jonesboro Friends that planted Back Creek. Back Creek Friends planted Fairmount Friends. They carried the bricks from Jonesboro to here, which was a laborious task. Here's an article that I just recently found this week, and parts of it that I would like to read to you today. Fairmount Friends Church, well into the second century. I was just hoping that we would get into the 20th century at some point, but they said that we're in the second century here. For more than a century, the Friends Church here and members of its congregation have been major factors in the spiritual and civic growth of the community. Is there a better statement to be said about your church than that? Let me read this again. For more than a century, the Friends Church here and members of its congregation have been a major factor in the spiritual, let's just say, take the spiritual growth of the community and the civic growth of the community. We care about the spirit and the physical matter. We care about housing. We care about economics. We care about education. We care about law. We care about whatever makes up society. Civil living is what a church ought to focus on. And now for 170 years, that's been our focus. Those of the Quaker faith were among the first settlers in 1825, and their first house of worship was erected in 1851. Since then, there have been two new churches built, and the expansion plans for the present church were announced this week. This article came out in 1959. The 1950s, they were dreaming of expanding and adding on to this building and seeing what else God could do and reshaping the building. Check out all of the different things that this building has undergone. In 1860, bricks were laboriously brought here from Jonesboro, and a church was built on the site of the present structure. Dr. Glenn Henley, anybody remember that name? Dr. Glenn Hensley's grandfather and Myron Peacock's great-grandfather were among those who laid the brick. The congregation today worships in the red brick church that was dedicated in 1891. Additions and improvements to the present church were made in 1910. I'll tell you, man, our founders and the sustainers of it were visionaries. They were visionaries. Let's add, let's build, let's remodel, let's do something, let's give a facelift. They were constantly trying to progress the vision. Some of y'all know the word progressive is not a bad word. The word progressive, Christians ought to be the leaders of the progressive movement because we've got the mind of God. We got insights on how can we progress something, how can we grow it, how can we build it. Not progressive in necessarily political ideologies. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying progress the thing. Move the ball down the field. And they had the vision in 1910 when an annex was added. And in 1924, a basement was constructed underneath the building. They build a building. They come back. It would have been 35 years later, and they put the basement underneath. Talk about a vision and then the sweat labor and the back to put a basement underneath this building. And then they added a new front entrance in 1924 when they expanded the entrance. We used to have two doors to enter. The men would enter on one side. The women would enter on the other side. They would sit separate and worship. And they said, change is probably good. Maybe we could change some things. Maybe we could get together. Marriage has started getting healed. Hey, let's actually sit beside each other during worship, right? They announced a goal for a $40,000 project this week that will include funds for the purchasing of a new pipe organ scheduled to be installed in July. And there it sits. This pipe organ stirred it up, what history tells us. Because it wasn't a little organ, it jetted out from the wall. It took up, you know, all the balcony. You got to walk around it. There was seating. And during this day, when Zen Harvey was pastor, they were seated. There were people sitting in the balcony because services were so packed. And so that took a big chunk of people's seating. An organ for the church, a small pedal instrument obtained in the 90s, 1890s, mind you, created quite a furor between older and stricter church members and the younger people of the congregation. Imagine that. And the younger people of the congregation were the 1950s, okay? Y'all were the young ones, mixing it up because you brought an organ in to the church. This was during the pastorate of Enos Harvey. Anybody remember this name? Anybody remember Zen Harvey? Zen's grandfather, okay? So we're going back into history here. They had a tiny organ, and Enos had the tiny organ removed because it stirred up. And he said, in order to keep the peace in the church, they removed the organ. After prayer, and after what they have in quotations, a spiritual renewal meeting, which followed. It is said that one of the older members went to Reverend Harvey and said, Enos, I will help thee carry the organ back into the church. Through a spiritual awakening, something shifted that says that so something going on in my spirit, that it's okay if there's progression in an organ here. And from then, the organ music was enjoyed by all. The Reverend Zen Harvey assumed the pastorate here he was 10 years ago. He was the youngest minister that Fairmount Friends Church had ever had. It talks about how the church family at the time had so many people would come. There was 15 different denominations that were represented here, but it didn't matter to them because they were getting ministered to. And so many people came, it says, because they enjoyed the quietness of the worship, and it stirred it up because there was an organ that was brought in. Isn't it interesting that God can take us through these ebbs and flows of all different kinds of church history? Let's expand the building. Let's put in a basement, add it to this elevator. Let's extend the front of the entrance points. Who knows what those monthly meeting conversations look like? I could give you a clue because I have all the minutes and we can go back and read them. But I'll tell you this. No matter what the rubs have been in the family, we're not divorcing the family. We're going to continue to stay engaged with the family because God is engaged with this family. And what God has put together, let no man separate it. Covenantal relationships. And I believe that we've got a covenant with Jesus through the power of the cross and what he's committed to in our community. One of those commitments, I believe, is Fairmount Friends. He has faithfully sustained us. You realize that in 1851, we were worshiping here before the Civil War. People were going to head off and fight each other, North and South, and we were coming to worship here on Sunday mornings. God sustained us through World War I. God sustained us through the Great Depression. God sustained us through World War II. God has sustained us through recessions. God has sustained us through great awakenings and spiritual depravity. And here still stands Fairmount Friends. He's faithful and he's good. And I believe that he's committed to his work and his word that is preached here every week. I believe that God is committed to worship, whatever style. And the Bible says, bring out the flute and the lyre, the clanging cymbals. Maybe if he wrote it in 1850, he would have said, and the pipe organ. God likes cheerful, expressive hearts. And he has sustained us through it all. He's faithful, church family. And I believe that he's probably been faithful in your family for a long time. Yesterday, I sat in on a stewardship and finance meeting. We were able to have this meeting with zero stress. That cannot be said at a lot of churches. To have zero stress when you talk about financials as it comes to church during a pandemic. Some of my buddies that are leading churches, COVID wiped them out when it comes to their churches. Our average number of attendance has only climbed. God has been faithful. Our giving has either stayed the same or has increased during a global pandemic. God has had Fairmount Friends do a crescendo. I believe that he's good. And yesterday was just atypical. We could dream. We were free to dream. We were not asking the question, how can we keep the lights on? We were saying, where should we give this? To what missions should we give? How can we sustain the community? What are the efforts of the community? If we truly not only care about the spiritual vitality of our community, but the civic duty to take care of our community, what can we give to? Do you know how enjoyable it is to sit on the committee when you've got not just vision, but provision? I've been on committees when you've got all the vision and no money to do it, and that's frustrating. And then you can pick at each other. And it's everybody else's fault. Here there was freedom to dream. God, what do you want to do? Man, what would it look like for the next 170 years? You know, it just reminded me of Joseph in the Bible in Genesis chapter 41. And God gives Joseph this dream. Actually, he gives this dream to Pharaoh, and Joseph interprets this dream. And the dream was there's 7 fat cows that come up out of the water. Do y'all remember this? And then there were 7 skinny cows that followed them. And the 7 skinny cows overtook the 7 fat cows and ate them up. Then he goes to sleep and he has another dream. And there were 7 massive stalks of wheat and grain. And then there was 7 that came in and these tiny frailed up and they just devoured like weeds the thing that was once healthy. And Joseph said, I know what God's saying. He's going to give us 7 years of blessing and of plenty, and it's going to be amazing. But don't spend it during those years where it's all amazing. Store it back, because there's 7 years where it's going to pillage the people. And whenever everybody has nothing, you're going to have everything, and you're going to be the resource for the community. And Pharaoh goes, this is unbelievable. What kind of wisdom is this? And Joseph says, you should hire someone to oversee all of this and to manage it. Somebody who knows God. Somebody who's smart. Somebody who's got vision. Somebody that can interpret dreams. I don't know, maybe somebody like myself, actually. If you remember, Joseph literally just walked out of the prison, said that he shaved, threw on cologne, put on some sort of a robe, and walked in front of Pharaoh. Now he's standing in front of the president. The president starts telling him his dreams, and he starts speaking prophetically, and he's like, can I have the job? And Pharaoh goes, there's no one else that knows what you know, and there will be no one else that has the amount of authority that you will have. You will run all of Egypt. You're second only to me. Whew, talk about, rising like a phoenix, right? And I just felt that as we were sitting there yesterday. It's like, God, you've just been faithful. And I'm thankful for those for 170 years that have made wise investments financially. Guys, there's been years where it has been tight here. And for a century, there's been funds to pull from. Is that amazing? That's amazing. This is amazing. What you're experiencing is not normal. You understand that the average church plant lasts less than 3 years. And we're a century and a half not looking back, only continuing to see the goodness of God. Joe Psalms was sitting in this meeting yesterday, and he said, now I know that I'm conservative, and I know that I don't like to spend money. But the first time that I came to a church luncheon, and I saw them folding up 99-cent plastic tablecloths and putting them away to reuse them, he goes, I knew that I was in a financially conservative church. Count every penny, man. We do it. Matter of fact, if you wouldn't mind, turn your bulletins in on your way out. We'll use them next week. I'll tell you this, we're not going backward in influence. We're not going backward in the blessing of God. We're going to continue to march forward in what God is doing. And it's fun to read old minutes. It's fun to read these news articles where God just is faithful through it all. That was my introduction. There's a lot more to get to here. We won't. I'll tell you this. I think that what God is doing, something really fun inside of me, is he's just continuing to reveal himself as one who is there. Whether it's good or bad, he's just there. And he didn't promise that it would always be good or that it would always be easy. He just promised that he'd be in it with us. There's a storm and he's on the boat with us. Right? It's Pharaoh is after the Israelites, and you've got to cross the Red Sea, and he says, I'm not going to remove the enemy. They're hard on your heels. But I'll make a way. I'm here. I'm good. I'm faithful. Let's do this. You're in the midst of the sea again, and your boat's being tossed, and Jesus comes walking out on the water. And everyone's freaking out. Jesus, do something. He's like, don't freak out. Actually says, have no fear. And then he says, be of good cheer. What? Cheer up, guys. Cheer up. Let's go. We'll be okay. We're okay. I'm in it with you. It's going to be good. I'll sustain you. I'm not sure where specifically, I know I'm specifically talking about our church, but specifically you, maybe it's in your marriage. And you're just like, God, I just feel like there's, it was good for a moment. And those 7 years just devoured. God, I feel like maybe there was some vision And then I thought we were going to be married the next 170 years. And man, it is spiraling. I don't know, whatever those situations. Perhaps God could just walk in the midst of that storm and just say, let's not freak out. I'm with you. Cheer up. Be of good cheer. Let's keep plodding. Let's keep working. Let's just keep going. Let's throw a basement underneath the building. Let's see if that'll work. Let's throw an elevator on the side. Let's put a new front on. Let's throw an organ in the mix and just totally mix it up. Freak out the quiet friends. Who knows? But I'll just tell you that God is in the boat with you. And he's been in this boat with us, Fairmount friends. He's good, right? I'll tell you this, even when life's not good, he's still good. And he's still faithful. And maybe he would just invite you to continue to dream again. Where our church founders, and there were names in here that we, probably many of us know, as it talks about the Kelseys and the Peacocks and the Harveys, that had vision that we all now get to enjoy today. Maybe you need to put some disciplines into life that you might not ever see the fruit of it, but your kids are going to see the fruit. Maybe there's just some investment pieces that your kids are going to receive the blessing. Maybe it's just doubling down on that marriage and just getting as good as possible so that your kids can walk through just staying in a family that stays close instead of splintered off. I don't know what those things are, but I'm thankful that there were forefathers that thought for many years about us that planned that we get to enjoy the fruit of their labor. God's good. I know what those conversations look like as a pastor whenever not everyone's happy. We've actually never had to remove the organ. But I do know what it's like whenever there's 150 opinions that are coming in and you've got to try to make those adjustments. And I'm just thankful that they just moved through it. However they did, but they moved through it brilliantly to our family still stands today. I don't know what future conversations are going to look like for us. But can we just figure out a way just to move through it and to love on Jesus through it all, that he would be faithful to walk it through with us. And maybe not only for us, but maybe for our children's children's children. I know that he's good, and I know that he's faithful, and I know that he's committed to the spiritual and the civic duties that Fairmount Friends has in this community, and I just don't see it going anywhere. I know that everything has a shelf life. Not everything's eternal. Fairmount Friends will have a period at some point. But right now, we've got an exclamation point. And let's just keep believing God and trusting God and moving the ball down the field. I really wish I could have gotten to my message this morning. But Caden was awesome. Kaylee was awesome. Randy was awesome. But we're going to dive into it next week. And it's going to ramp up also because of faithfulness. It leads us into Thanksgiving. And God is so good that he does things in our lives that lead us to a place where the heart has to have a response of worship. And God, I want to eat a turkey and mashed potatoes and lift my hands because you're good. You've been good to our nation and you've been good to our church. And I'm guessing he's probably been good to your family in one way or another. So we'll dive into that next week as we look to Thanksgiving. Would you all stand with me this morning as we close? I have all of my sermon prep done for next week, and we all know that pastors only work for an hour on Sunday mornings. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself this week. I'll tell you this, I love you guys. I love this church family. A lot of good happening right here. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for this house. We thank you for so many years that you've been ferociously faithful. God, I thank you that you not only began a good work, but you sustain it. God, we thank you that what you put together, let no man separate. God, we thank you that you're faithful to build your house, and those who labor, labor in vain. And so, God, we just celebrate that you are the one who have built this house. In Jesus' name, amen.
So we're so glad that you were with us today. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app. Be sure to rate us so other people can know about the podcast.